Good. Life very often comes in an unpredictable way to us and then moves us to a destination we have not foreseen in our lives. So the reason for my not coming is not a stone heart which does not respond to affection, but it is more or less due to very blissful events in my life, like opportunities where I could fulfill a dream in my life, and something where I feel very a little bit useful in the mission of my exalted spiritual master. So we have been very active in giving retreats all over the world where devotees could make a breakthrough experience in their own spiritual appreciation of Krishna consciousness. We also have been able to stop the heart of cities and revive them again. I mean, very revolutionary and very pioneer spiritual activities which have affected large numbers of people. We have done expos like World Expo, we have done yoga expos and all such things, and are presently working on a tour through China and Mongolia, of all places. So good, yes. But I'm very happy to see those whom I know, and also very grateful to see new faces, and would like to say today something on the meaning of this appearance day, which some of us consider a day of divine blessings. So I will sing Jai Radha Madhava, yes, and then we will quickly start. Those who are new, please don't think we are only singing, although we like to sing a lot, but we will soon start. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari Gopi Jana Vallabha Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Jaya Radha Madhava Priya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Priya Vihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Muli Dada Radha Muli Dada Radha
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanda Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vachanine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Arveta Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gobhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
For those of us who practice Krishna consciousness for a long time, it is a mighty task, as difficult as to climb the mountain Everest freestyle, to explain something about Srimati Radharani, because she's just so... I mean, there's so much to explain, yet she is so elusive. There is so much to glorify, but at the same time, the tongue stops because she's shy and does not wish to be glorified. There's so much to be thought about her, but the mind stops and becomes silent, just remembering her, because Srimati Radharani is the greatest worshipper of Krishna and at the same time not different from Krishna. It's right there where our mind, which wants to structure concepts into buildings, already fails. I can remember a time maybe 30 years ago when I was crossing the Ganga by a little rowing boat to go into one of the many side arms of Mother Ganga and visit an ashram of Damodar Swami. Damodar Swami was a Bengali saint, well in his 80 years, I suppose, although he didn't know exactly how old he is, because they don't keep passports there. I remember my curious interest to meet with some real people, the real saints, and ask them some questions. So I remember I came to Damodar Swami, and what struck me, he could speak very good English, much better than my German without an English accent. This is a way of saying my English is very bad. He spoke very nicely English, and he explained to me with great enthusiasm that Radha and Krishna are really one. Just like the heat and the fire is really one thing. But they have separated themselves eternally so that there is a possibility for loving pastimes. Radha Krishna is one. And then they separate. I think you are movie enjoyers, and you know how it does when someone in the movie does and he is two people. So Radha and Krishna have separated themselves eternally so that that there is a possibility for loving exchanges. So I heard this, and Damodar Swami was really, really excited talking about it. And then I remember, just, you know, like Westerners like to do, they like to play with concepts. So I asked, is there ever a time when Radha and Krishna become one again? And that was the right question for Damodar Swami. He exploded with happiness, tears shot from his eyes, and he said, Ami Gauranga, my Gauranga, that's my Gauranga, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful of incarnations, which happens when Radha and Krishna again become one and appear to do many things, but one of the many things is to give what is called Yuga Dharma, the process in a particular age which brings us not only come close, but to realize Radha and Krishna. So he was very, very enthusiastic. And the rest of our discussion, as the sun was setting in the western horizon, was spent in talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his process of realizing spiritual truth, that is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And today I would like to talk about Radharani in terms of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This talk will be a little bit for those who are advanced, who are a little elderly in their spiritual path. Total newcomers will experience that this is amazing, this will be an amazing talk, but stay with me, because today is a very good day, and if you just try to understand the spiritual secrets of Krishna consciousness, there's a good chance that this will somehow be possible by the blessings of the day. But because there's so much to be talked, and so much to be chanted, and so much to be done, you have to allow me, I have to just get my notes together, because otherwise I will talk too much. Can you understand my English, or is it too much of a challenge? I'm always suffering from a minority complex when I speak English, which is a very, 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 very rare phenomena in my life. But I become humble when I try to speak English, because I know it must be challenging to understand it. In the Hare Krishna movement, and not only in the Hare Krishna movement, but more and more outside of the movement, there is a very, very interesting phenomena taking place. People come together to sing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I received today the great fortune to talk to a very, very good friend of mine, who told me of events in America, which are truly amazing. Something is happening, which is wonderful. People come together, and thousands of them come together, and they chant sing for a long time, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. The Hare Krishna mantra, again and again and again. From where I come, that is Europe, there are festivals where just people come together, imagine, and chant for 24 hours the Hare Krishna mantra. I just did something, was invited to Birmingham, where 5,000 people, and mind you, these are not just bold-headed Hare Krishnas, they are from all walks of life, come together and sing for this amount of hours the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And that Birmingham event, that was the first time, and we are trying to do this more and more. We had the internet present in the form of a camera, and 15,000 people looked in the internet and sang on their PCs, or to their PCs. That's a personal computer, right? Have to be in their homes, and some of them danced in abundance. I foresee a time that Damodar Swarup will say, "Do you know what? Obama just came. He wants to chant with us." there is something which is happening, which is truly amazing. It is the blossoming or the development of an ancient prophecy, that is that in this age of Kali, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will spread far and wide, and will just significantly move people's spiritual life forward. One of the saints of the past who is talking about the Hare Krishna Mantra, it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's where our Yadunath sits. He has today chosen a very appropriate sitting place. He said that he spoke of a universal church, that is a sacred building which is free to all dominations and religions. He said that the universal church of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra will spread far and wide in the age of Kali. Now, what is this mystical mantra? What is this song which even made it into the hit parades and even Madonna, say, your own Madonna, I don't mean the Christian Madonna, I mean the singer, is singing these things. What is it? Well, the Hare Krishna mantra actually is an entreaty. An entreaty means something like a request, a prayer, but entreaty means more, it means an urgent appeal to be again allowed to have a divine connection, to feel the divine presence, the presence of God. It means, in simple words, it's an address to God, and you can make it very simple. It means, please accept me. If you remember this as the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra, then you can chant the Hare Krishna Maha mantra with a spark of affection which will produce an almost volcanic eruption in your heart, where the love which is so long encased there, where that will become free. So now there are, we forcefully call out Hare, and then Krishna, and then again Hare Krishna, then Krishna Krishna, and you will be very interested to know that this Hare means a forceful call to Srimati Radharani, the direct expansion of Krishna, which is there for Krishna to engage in loving activities. Now this Hare or Hara or Radharani, it's the same thing. Hare means energy, no? And Radharani is the original energy of God, appears altogether, if you count it very carefully, 8 times in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it means that in this mantra, there's God and His energy. Now, energy in Sanskrit is called Shakti, and the possessor or owner of that Shakti is called Shaktiman. Krishna is the Shaktiman that is the owner of all energies. One of the energies is, by the way, this world in which you're presently sitting on a chair or on a floor. It's only an energy, fluid, moving. Jagat is the Sanskrit word, like a wave of energy. You're somehow in the illusion everything is firm. That is due to the, let me say, the lying propaganda of your senses. But on a deeply physical level, we know it's just atoms and molecules just vibrating in different frequencies. We vibrate along. Welcome to the dance of energy. And that is Krishna. Krishna is the origin of this energy. And the energy, both material and spiritual, is Radha. Now, it's very interesting that to know the source of the energy is possible if you are graced by the energy. And I want to give some examples. To see the sun is possible by the help of the sun rays. To see a fire dancing up and down in the dark night is possible by the light of the fire. To find the musk is possible by the fragrance of the musk, the smell, which you can pursue and then find the source of it. I have a friend, he has a super fine nose and he likes bread, German bread. And I was once walking with him through Berlin, the same place where I walked with Pamela, that Britzer Garden, you might remember. And it was winter, a cold winter. All of a sudden, my friend goes, German bread. Deutsches Schwarzbrot. He said, and he smelled, and I said, I don't believe that your nose is so well. You just want to make an esoteric joke with me. But no, he said, let me show you, please. So he put on his nose on you know, find the bread. then he pursued for, it was mystical, for something like 3 kilometers. The fragrance of the, or the smell or the scent of the bread, and was led by the scent to the bakery and then purchased his beloved loaf of bread. So this would be an example of what we are talking here, that the energy which emanates from the energetic source helps us to find the source. Srimati Radharani, or by the grace of Srimati Radharani, it's possible to find Krishna. There is a verse which Krishna speaks about this in the ancient Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmanas tumang pata devim prakritim ashrita. It means those who are great souls, they are under the protection or shelter, or you could also say simply, they are in the divine spiritual energy, and can someone help me with the second part? Oh, Hare Krishna. Beautiful, beautiful. That divine shelter of the divine energy will help you to recognize and realize Krishna in fullness. You need the energy of the Lord in order to be guided to the Lord. Just like my friend Wolfgang needed the fragrance which was an emanation from the loaf of bread in order to find his beloved German bread. Or like a person who gets lost in the dark night needs the light of the fire, to lead him to the fire where he can warm himself and become alive in many ways. So today, on our second of three festival days, we are so enthusiastic, we take shelter under Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. And how to do this, I would really like to explain to you. It is done by chanting, singing Hare Krishna. There is a verse which I would like to read to you. Krishna name gane bhai radhika chadana pai radha nama gane krishna chandra sankshepe kahila kata guchao manera bhyata dukha maya anya kata dvandva. Oh brother, oh sister, listen to this good news. Simply by chanting the names of Krishna, one can receive the lotus feet of Radhika. And by chanting the names of Radhika, one can receive the lotus feet of
Krishna.
You know everything. Thus I have briefly explained everything, by which you will be relieved from the pains of your heart. All other topics are full of miseries and dualities. This appears in a book called Prema Bhakti Chandrika. It means the rays of love, and it gives us step-by-step instructions how we can develop love. And it's very simple. We address Krishna, and then Radharani thinks, oh, they sing Krishna. Let me give them my protection. Let me be present in their life. And we sing Radha's name, and Krishna goes, oh, someone chants Radha's name, and then protects us and brings us forward, moves us forward. Now, it's very interesting that the eight Radharanis in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra represent four heroines in separation and four heroines in union. This is most probably way ahead of everyone, but let's enthusiastically hear something which is beyond us, so that we also become a little bit beyond us. It's sometimes good to leave the human being, the troubled human being which burns like a candle with flickering emotions, to leave him aside and go to something spiritual. Just listen to it. It will do you very good. In this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you find Radharani longing for Krishna in the mood of Utkantika, one who longs for an absent lover, in the mood of a Kandita heroine, one who is disappointed because her lover is spending time with another, and you also, and so on and so forth, I'll make it short, and you find Radharani dancing with Krishna, having his divine connection. And as this Hare Krishna mantra moves through you, and moves through your heart, you are touched by these divine emotions, emotions of longing for Krishna and emotions of meeting Krishna. You know, whenever you have contact with something, you are becoming influenced by that substance. If you stay in a kitchen where onions are toasted, you will smell like an onion. So when you have the contact of the Maha Mantra, which is imbued with these feelings of longing for Krishna, and which is imbued with the feelings of meeting Krishna, you will also become influenced, and you will also feel deeply in your heart, oh Krishna, I am longing for you. I wish to have your association. Please, again, let me be with you. And as you come into these divine moods where you chant and sing and long for Krishna's presence, you will see by the force of the mantra, he is right there. I am now together with God, and you will feel exalted. It is by the influence of Radharani in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is putting a certain divine, let me say, mood into your heart, the mood of a worshipper who worships the Lord. Chanting Hare Krishna is much more effective when you chant it heart deep. Most of us are chanting Hare Krishna lip deep. We move our lips and we are seeing it as a musical adventure. But if you are able to chant heart deep, you will actually feel after some time, or you can feel it even for the first time when you join the chant, that you are longing for Krishna as a lover longs for an absent beloved. And you will also feel that you have met your beloved. You feel he is there, and so on. See, in this world, we all live our insignificant love stories. We are becoming very attracted to a member of the opposite sex, and we look for something as we carefully and shyly, with a blushing face, approach that member. We look for something like deep loving exchange, something which holds us, something which gives meaning to our fragmented existence, something which where we will feel some unity of purpose and so on. But the other member who is responding to our shy or bold approaches looks for the same thing, and two needy people come together demanding unity and completeness, their own completeness from another person. And that gets very, 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 very disappointing after some time, because no one can give the soul what only God can give to the soul. So from a spiritual perspective, we can participate in the supreme love story, which is not at all limited like the human love stories, where on this sublime divine love story we can join Srimati Radharani in her attempts to satisfy and please Krishna. And as we do so, we can feel the divine response from Krishna flooding our existence. In Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we consider ourselves servants of the supreme lover of Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and we take part in that divine unfolding love story which lifts us like a wave, which lifts a person who tries to bathe in the Atlantic Ocean from the bottom, from the ground, to an exalted spiritual height. Srimati Radharani is therefore very important for a sadhaka's life. There's a beautiful little story which I wanted to tell you about Radha and Krishna, so that you can feel maybe or participate in your vivid, let me say, spiritual imagination or perception of what I mean with a divine love story. It's my little orchestra here. Once Krishna was in a dark area of the forest of Vrindavan. He had an appointment with Srimati Radharani. It was a dark night, a moonless night, and he was hoping that Srimati Radharani would find her way through the dark forest to the thrusting place, the place of the meeting. Now Srimati Radharani had practiced to meet her beloved Lord in the palace where she lived. She would sometimes put mud on the ground, put water over the mud, and then try to go through the mud and not lose her balance and not slip. Sometimes she would put thorns in the court of her room in order to learn how to walk on thorns and not be disturbed and meet Krishna. At other times, she would put a blindfold over her eyes and train to walk in abject darkness. Her heart is filled with the desire to meet Krishna and please him in all ways. And therefore she trained in all possible situations which could prove to be an obstacle to meet her beloved Krishna. It's a little bit like when we were children, we saw TV of the American astronauts who went into flight simulators, which turned them around, and in this way they learned to keep the food inside even under challenging gravitational situations. So Srimati Radharani learns how to somehow find Krishna in the darkness, when the path is full of thorns and when it's slippery. But on that particular night, Krishna was in that particular kunj, in particular place, and he was pining, will Radharani find me or not? Srimati Radharani had gone through the forest. She had had a high experience to walk through the dark night, and she had come to a kunj which was nearby the kunj of Krishna. So Krishna is here, it's dark night, and Srimati Radharani is in another kunja. She's here, and Krishna waits for Radha to come. So what do you do when a divine personality, when you want to have the presence of God? You chant his name. What does Krishna do when he wants to have the presence of Srimati Radharani? He will chant Radha's name. So Krishna was chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe. But Srimati Radharani was about 100 meters somewhere else, waiting for Krishna and getting morose. Oh, Krishna does not come. Whereas Krishna was getting morose, Radha doesn't come. So one little servant of Radharani, they're called Manjaris, thought to help Radharani in this dilemma, and she went searching for Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan, and in her search arrived in the place where Krishna was chanting desperately, Radhe, 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 very, very nicely he was chanting. And this Manjari, the little girl, sees Krishna crying tears of ecstasy as he pines for Srimati Radharani's presence. The tears come so nicely from his eyes, and like pearls they roll over his cheek, come onto his chest and roll like white pearls down his chest. And he looks so beautiful with his dark eyes, crying for Radharani. The Manjari thinks, oh, it's a very nice scene, and looks mesmerized as the Supreme Personality of Godhead cries for his devotees. All of a sudden, the little girl who looks from hiding sees a benign smile playing on Krishna's lips. And because she is so much in tune with the love of the divine couple, she enters the thought stream of Krishna and finds out why Krishna's all of a sudden crying. Laughing or smiling as his tears keep on rolling down. What she understands is something very sublime. Krishna, who thinks, will Radha come, will Radha come, will she find her way? So all of a sudden, absorbed in deep meditation about Radharani, and he sees that Srimati Radharani has lotus feet, and from her toenails, rays of light emanate. Great yogis, my dear devotees, meditate about the light from Radharani's toenails. They sit in samadhi for weeks on end, being bathed in that light from Radharani's lotus feet. And Krishna is also Yogi Raj. He meditates about the light from Radharani's lotus feet, and all of a sudden a deep understanding comes to him. Of course Radha will find her way by the light emanating from her lotus toes. And therefore he smiles. This little gopi assistant of Radharani runs through the dark forest to where Radharani pines for Krishna and says, Radha, your lover is very favorably disposed towards you. He waits for you, chanting your divine names. Come, 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 and manifest before him. And this little gopi leads Radharani, who very carefully looks into the kunj and sees her beloved crying tears of ecstasy and smiling, being lost in love for her. She steps into that forested area, and Krishna sees what he has seen in his meditation. He sees the light from the toenails of Radharani, which put light into the kunja, and he is very, very pleased to be with her. So this is a little pastime of Radha and Krishna's love. And when we hear about such love, then we also can leave our love adventures, which are not totally wholesome in this world, and participate in a divine loving search for the love of the divine couple. This is actually the Krishna consciousness movement, and by placing ourselves under the shelter of Srimati Radharani, we can meet Krishna, just like by looking at the light of the fire, we can pursue the light and find the fire. This looking for Radharani's shelter, or coming in contact with the divine energy, is very much done through the singing of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is an address. O Radhe, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. But first is Radha. Hare Krishna. Very forcefully, very intensively. Hare brings us to Hari. Radharani brings us to Krishna. Now, this is a very good meditation, and it is something to be experienced in our life. I want to do now something which I have done a little, which we have done in the other temple. I want to pray with you a prayer to Srimati Radharani. We have made copies of this prayer for you, and this will be distributed. Ari, can I please also have one? We will chant this together. To first sing with you, Gaura Hari. Before we chant this mantra, I want to sing a very simple mantra with you.
Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe 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 Hey,
Hare Krishna. I just got an idea. I want to tell you another story. Our point is, by coming under the shelter of Srimati Radharani, taking shelter of her through devotional service, through bhakti, we are led to Krishna. See, Radharani represents the feminine side of God, the motherly side, and mothers are always unconditionally merciful. You can even be a person who does something wrong. The mother will always love you. I remember I was extremely naughty in my childhood, but my mother would always tell to my father that I have a good heart. I don't know from where she took it, but she would always defend me, because that's what mothers do. Krishna has some conditions. To approach him, you have to surrender. Savadamang parichaja mange kang sharanam vrajam. Give up everything and surrender to me. Then I will protect you. But Radharani is not like that. She's very unconditional. There is this story which I think is something where we can find ourselves, of a brahmana from Haridwar who decided to give up everything and go to Vrindavan, the sacred land of Krishna. Who of you has visited Vrindavan? Oh, that's a good number. Maybe you have experienced what the brahmana experienced. This brahmana came to find Krishna in Vrindavan, but it was very tough. He became very poor. And one day, as he was keeping his only attachment, his plate of prasadam, it was full, and he wanted to eat it. It was a full plate of prasadam, full plate of food. He saw a little boy, Brijbasi boy, stealing his plate and running with his plate away. That was everything he still had. Food. Prasadam. This happens when you go on pilgrimage. Sometimes you want to surrender to God and then God comes and takes everything away from you. In Vrindavan we have sometimes seen devotees have lost luggage, have money was stolen, the feet were bruised, the hot sun were giving them a sunstroke. Yes. So this brahmana, he went to the Yamuna and he said, Krishna, you are too much. I'm coming to surrender to you, but then you give me such a hard time. I think we all can identify with this. We are trying to live our spiritual life. We are coming to Radhastami. We are trying to celebrate. But then Krishna sometimes makes life so difficult. There is no financial security any longer for us. And we feel this disappointment, that disappointment. My dear devotees, this is a good sign. It means Krishna has taken your case seriously. Listen what happened to the brahmana. The brahmana became so very, very, very frustrated that he decided to leave Vrindavan and start a business again in where he came from. But then as he was going out of Vrindavan, he met one brahmana and said, why do you want to leave? Well, I want to leave because Krishna does not respond to my desires to surrender. So the brahmana said what you will hear in Vrindavan, everyone saying, here in Vrindavan, Krishna is not in charge. Radharani is in charge. Hand your letter of complaint to Radharani. So the brahmana started to write a letter of complaint. Dear Radharani, I heard you are the controller of Vrindavan. you must control your Krishna a little better. I have given my life and Krishna has taken my prasadam plate. He wrote a letter of complaint, folded it, and went to Vasana. That's the place of Srimati Radharani. In one of the coming evening programs, I will show you a slideshow of Vasana. So that will come. Today is not, time is not on our side. And he was going, and he was wanting to deliver this letter. So at that moment, the same little boy came and said, "No, give me your letter. I will give it to Radharani." "No," said the Brahmana. "You will steal the letter." No, don't bring your letter of complaint," said the little boy. I'm, "Do you want to have your plate back?" The Brahmana said, I'm, "The letter is written and I will hand it." So he gave it to one. He went to Vasana, the forest of Vrindavan, and he started to chant very, very lovingly the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna. And he specifically said Hare whenever the was Hare. He pronounced Hare more than Krishna. So it is described that the scene, all of a sudden, I think in Gehavan, changed. He saw a little gopi and he said, the gopi said, "Come with me." And the Brahmana followed her, and then all of a sudden the atmosphere transformed. He saw in the forest of Vrindavan a beautiful swing. Srimati Radharani was being swung. There were devotees with chamaras and peacock fans, gopis. Some were singing with musical instruments like the veena, pling, 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 and making appropriate music. Singing was going on, laughing was going on, dancing was going on for the queen of bhakti, Vrindavan, Eshwari, Srimati Radharani. And everything was transformed into a luminous scene of divine loving entertainment of Srimati Radharani. So the Brahmana goes like, with his letter, like this. He loses it every step. He cries in ecstasy. And all of a sudden, he sees that same little boy who stole the plate appearing next to Radharani. "Don't give your letter," he hints, "your letter of complaint. It will be very difficult for me if Radharani finds out what I did." So this is what we mean in bhakti, that the spiritual world is governed by love, and there are inconceivable loving affairs between Radha and Krishna, which are so wonderful and so ecstatic and so endearing that anyone who becomes, let me say, attentive to this dimension can feel that the love which we are so much hankering for in this world is finally coming to us. And the road into this dimension is shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, that is Krishna, who comes in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishna and Radha are becoming one, and they show us how we can become, how we can come under the shelter of the divine energy. So when you chant Hare Krishna, my request to you is, chant, be open to that feeling of longing. "Oh Radha, oh Krishna, I want your service." And be open for the big surprise which the mantra holds for you. That is a divine meeting on the road of divine sound. A divine meeting with Srimati Radharani. That you can experience. I wanted to chant with you the prayer of this prayer, but I don't know. I somehow felt in the atmosphere, oh no, not a prayer. We are in New York. Please, no prayer. So I thought I would do it like this. You can take this prayer with you as my humble present to you. And I will just chant to you one verse from this prayer with you. And then afterwards, you can pray this if you want in your own home. I'm doing this because it's a very confidential prayer. And I don't want to give it just, I don't want to force you to pray it with me if you are not feeling the inclination. I personally also think prayer should be done in the private space of our heart and our life. If we do public prayer, it loses the charm of the confidential relationship between us and the beloved. So I will just indicate this prayer, and if you want to pray it in your own time, you can do it. If you just want to put it into your notes for later when you feel the indication, by all means keep it for later in your spiritual life. But it's a prayer which is extremely powerful and which should be chanted if one wants to have the mercy of Radharani. I will just chant with you text 6 and text 7 so that you have the sound of the Sanskrit. I will chant the mantra one time alone, and then when I give you the sign, I will miss the sign, I will chant it with all of you. Kritagaske pyayogye pi Janosmin kumatadapi dasya dana pradanasya lavam apyupapadaya. Kritagaske pyayogyepi Janosmin kumatadapi dasya dana pradanasya lavam apyupabhadaya. One time I would chant alone, text 7, and then we would chant together. Yuktastvaya jano naiva Dukito yam upekshitum kripa jyota dravachitta navanitasi yatsada yuktastvaya jano naiva dukito yam upekshitum kripa jyota dravachitta navanita siyat sada. Even though I have committed offenses, even though I am so unqualified, and even though my intelligence is crooked, please give this person a small particle of your devotional service. Because the fresh butter of your heart is always melting in the splendor of your transcendental mercy, it is not proper for you to neglect this anguished person. It's a prayer for mercy, for the divine mercy of Srimati Radharani, which can reach in a motherly way, that is, in an unconditional way, down to us here into this, in this world, who are who are asking Radharani. I remember when I was young, I was very much related, I was very much appreciating a musical band from America called The Doors. And later I met the keyboard player, Ray Manzarek. We were together in the same TV show. It was called Idols, the TV show, and I was one and he was another. What to do? Sometimes life is strange. And then I was telling him, you were singing this song where the singer sings, you cannot propition, or what is the word? Propition? Petition the Lord with prayer. You cannot petition the Lord with prayer. This was the song. And you are right, I said, but you can petition his direct expansion, Srimati Radharani, with prayer. She is motherly. She is supremely affectionate. She doesn't take any condition. You can be a fallen Jim Morrison. That was the name of the singer, if I remember correctly. You can be as fallen as anyone. But Srimati Radharani will hear your appeal. West for the Lord, we need some qualification. And you can pronounce this loving appeal to be allowed in the ultimate loving dimension of the spiritual world. You can do that by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra in this mood which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, the mood of separation. So, Hare Krishna, this is what I wanted to tell you. I hope it was useful for you to listen to this. I'm very sorry if I have presented things not so orderly, but I'm still a little bit scatterbrained from this jet lag. Please forgive me. And also, Srimati Radharani, may she kindly forgive me. There's so much to say, so much to share, but the words are so weak and so, let me say, so they are used up with mundane content, these words which we speak. And this is so absolutely transcendental. I wish all of you that you are blessed today beyond your boldest expectations, and even if you have no expectation because you have not come with this, you were not prepared to request blessings. I request you to use the time which you still have in our Bhakti Center by engaging in good discussions, having good associations. Maybe you wish to step forward and go to the altar and pray to Radharani. We also will serve you an excellent prasadam feast. I think it will be excellent because a good cook has cooked the whole day with the desire to please Srimati Radharani. I ate today plum chutney because it is said on Radharani's favorite sweet is plum chutney. It was offered to her today. I hope there's some plum chutney available for you. There is
plenty of it.
You will please, as you eat your plum chutney, please pray to Radharani. And wish you all the best. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.